Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of Let's Talk About It. Jeez, man. Hallelujah, God. We are here. It is Veterans Day. Look, I'm going to say it's a holiday, but then when you look back at it and you say, okay, well, the people that served is a holiday, but then you got people who was actually born on this day. And if you were born on this day, you then get a bigger holiday special because Christopher Allen is my son, and his birthday is today. He is 19 years old. And then our very own CEO, Chappie, Toy Daly, mom, one of our number one supporters, Gloria G, happy birthday! Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Oh, I'm sorry. So if y'all are here right now and you're with us, this is Adrian, Misunderstandings Allen. And tonight I got Chappie with me. We are sitting at the table. And my, we're just going to talk about these signs. We've still been talking about signs. We're looking for signs, waiting on signs, all of that. So it's like you're going to get the run through. You're going to get to talk about it. You're going to get another run through. We might even throw some scripture on it. You're going to get to talk about it. You might get another run through, but before you know it, when this is over, you will be running to go through something else so that you can help someone else where they are. Chappie, are you there, baby?
Yes, I am. Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm just so excited. First, after I give my honors to God, I want to say a happy, happy birthday to Mr. Christopher Allen. You are doing the thing. I'm just so proud of you, as well as a happy, happy birthday to my personal Wonder Woman, my confidant, my friend, my disciplinarian, my beatdown artist, all of the above and raising me even until this day, my mother Gloria Jean. Happy birthday. Hey, Adrian, what are we talking about today? Them signs.
Well, before you get into your signs now, because there's a lot of signs that we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about some signs tonight. But before you do it, let's just clear the airway. The reason why I say this is because I'm realizing that every single time we come on here, there's a learning experience that happens. And if for nothing else, to show you that we have enough power to tell the enemy, not right now. I ain't going to say that you ain't going to get me later on in the day. But for this hour right here, not right now. No kid, no phone, no, you know what I mean? No disaster, no Amber Alert, anything should keep you away from where we are right now. First off, I don't even know what episode it is because, girl, when you be walking and you be flying high, you just be like, oh, I'm so excited. But I knew that I was going to ask you to pray anyway. So go on and do what you do and do it, you know, finesse them real well so that they know that, you know what I mean, it's about to go down. So you better go tell your friends, tell more friends, and get more friends, and tell all your other friends that they need to hurry up and call in. Because by the time the prayer's over, we really going to get in. So you got a 319-527-6091 is one of the numbers. And then if you have a Metro or a T-Mobile, you're 323-870-4174. Whichever way, however you'd like to do it, when you press 1, it is going to trigger the visit.
Amen. Well, we would like to welcome you to the 1,033rd episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. We just bless God for his move and for what he is doing. And as she said, before we go any further, we just want to clear the atmosphere. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. 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 Father God, it is once more and again that we, your handmaid yet humble servants, come before your throne of glory. We come, Father God, with a praise in our hearts and a praise on our lips. We come praising your name, Father God, for who you are, for what you are, for what you have done, for what you're going to do. We come with a praise on our lips for what you are doing even now as this prayer is going forth. We just come praising you and saying thank you, Father. We thank you, Father God, for the move of God that is going to take place this evening. We thank you, Father God, for you said where two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing on your word, that there you are in the midst. We thank you, Father God, that there are two or three of us touching, so we know that you are in the midst of us this evening, God. We stand in the gap, Father God, for every listener out there, whether it be via phone or internet, Father God. We stand in the gap against the tricks of the enemy, Father, in the name of Jesus. We stand in the gaps against the vices and stumbling blocks of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We stand in the gap declaring that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We stand in the gap decreeing and declaring that every tongue that flaweth against us shall fail. In the name of Jesus, we come standing in the gap, Father God, telling that demon of bondage that it must go right now in the name of Jesus. We come standing in the gap, telling that demon of infirmity that it must go right now in the name of Jesus. We come telling that demon of lust, that demon of confusion, that demon of hatred, that demon of jealousy, in the mighty name of Jesus, it must leave. In the name of Jesus, let God's people go right now in the mighty name of Jesus. That spirit of depression, Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare release right now for somebody listening, Father God. Hallelujah, God, for the victory that they are walking into even right now, Father God. We stand, Father God, that your word will go forward, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Then, God, we stand decreeing that you will toil the soil of our minds this evening, that your word and your words of wisdom will fall on good ground, Father, that it will take root, that we can be walking epistles of your word, Father. Hallelujah, God. And then, as we always do, we at the table ask that you will allow the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts to be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. It is in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. And amen. And I want y'all to know you heard the horn in the background, right? None of it. You can't have our attention. Not right now. Not right now. This is Let's Talk About It. And what we would like to do tonight is we would like to talk about it. So if you have not called your people, it ain't too late, but we're going to start because we got a lot of stuff to talk about when it comes down to a sign. So you know what I'm talking about when I say sign. There's a whole lot of different ways that people be looking at me when I'm talking about signs to it. You know that? Somebody actually said, well, you know, girl, I'm an Aquarius. I wanted to hurt her feelings and tell her, but I'm sorry, I'm a Leo, so none of that really matters to me, right? But then I realized, oh, those are signs. I wasn't even looking at it like that. But you're right.
Right.
That is a sign. Look, that is a sign. If we could break it down, get into it, you know, people always tell you the stars are not real. But the stars are real. They're as real as day in the sky. They are real.
Yeah.
God made them. Strategically put them there, place them wherever they were supposed to be, do exactly what they're supposed to do. Understand that? So even if we were looking for a sign and it happened to come from a star, but you know what we say? We say you read the horoscope, you're going to hell, child. You read the horoscope, you're going to hell. That's a sign. Then you got another sign. I watch people pray in church all the time, and then they sit back and say, I'm waiting on a sign. And then I'm thinking, you're waiting on a sign that's going to tell you what? look this way, look here? What does the sign say? What kind of sign is it that we're looking for? Because I know that we've heard many times on PKN that what we're looking for, he might not come the way we think he's going to look. You understand what I'm saying, Toy? I've been walking around and just listening to people. And do you understand what I mean? Like, Lord, send me a sign. What are you looking at it, lady?
You know, the word of God even talks about the way that we look for signs and wonders, because yes, he tells us that we can know the end times based off of signs. We can tell by what we see going on with the stars in the sky. We can tell by what we see going on with the weather. We can tell by what we see going on with the foliage and the trees and vegetation, with the increase of death and disease. And these are all signs that he tells us that we can tell what's going on in God's timeline based off of. Then he gives us the signs of feast, you know, feast of Passover, the feast of unleavened bread, the feast of first fruits, and so on with the seven feasts, and which are signs of God's timeline of salvation for man. But then Jesus also warns us about signs, like Sister Adrian said, because he said when after he had passed away and he had came back and was revealing himself to his disciples, one time he had came when he first begun to reveal himself, and the disciples was all together, all but Thomas. And when Thomas came back, they was like, oh, man, you just missed Jesus. And I'm summarizing it, but look it up. It's in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. You can find the story. They was like, oh, man, you just missed Jesus. He was just here. And Thomas was like, man, y'all lost your mind. Until I can put my hands in the holes in his hand, or my fingers in the holes in his hand and feet, and put my hand in the side where they pierced him, I'm not going to believe y'all. And the next time that Jesus came, Thomas was with the group. And when he got there, he just looked at Thomas and was like, yo, come here, man. Put your hand in the side, in my hand. Put your hand in my side. And Thomas was like, Lord, I believe. And he said, yeah, you believe because you saw a sign. But blessed are they who will never see the sign and still believe. See, the part that we're looking for is, like she said, we usually miss the sign because by the time we see the move of God, we see the after effect. We don't see the show up initially. We see after he's shown up. But the sign that you should register is that the word of God says we have not because we ask not. And if we ask of anything in Jesus' name of the Father, trusting and believing that he will give it to us, that we shall have it. So the sign that you're looking for is just the fact that you're asking. The fact that you're still looking for a sign lets you know that your faith is weak in that area, and you need to pray God to strengthen your faith. You need to be like the centurion soldier who said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. You need to get real with God so he can get real with you in some areas. Because, again, once you ask him for it, if you decree it and declare it, God said he would hold no good thing from his children. He said he would provide all of our needs according to his riches and glory. So the fact that you opened your mouth and said, God, I need, you should know that it's coming.
Jesus. Jesus. And girl, wait a minute now. I'm right there. Coming. It's coming. Here's a sign. We waiting on him to come back, right? He's going to come back. He's coming back. We already know this. And the people that know anything about anything, that think that they know anything about anything, they think that somebody is coming back. But the question is, who is he coming back for? Who is he coming back for? Because what's going on right now is scary to me, because if it says that he's coming back, then that says that the petty thing that I just did, if he was to come back right now, would he be looking at it? Or would he say, oh, no, but she went to church on Sunday. She was in church all day Sunday. So just because she's a little tired and she walked past the lady and she was very rude on Monday, I'm going to give her a pass because, you know, she's been at church all Sunday. If we could get a pass like that, we might
well,
be able
here
to
goes
past
the,
like that.
Here goes the next sign. Your church membership does not equate a church relation. I mean, a personal relationship. There are a lot of people who have a membership to different churches, sanctuaries all around the world, yet they do not have a personal relationship with God. They don't have a personal relationship through Jesus Christ. So there is a difference between the two. See, you may go to church every Sunday, as she said, but if you don't talk to him Monday through Saturday, you being in church on Sunday really don't mean much. And you being in church on Sunday, if you don't open your Bible and read his word and feed your spirit, that's like saying I'm fasting. I'm not going to eat physical food, but once a week, and God didn't call you to a fast. You know, I'm only going to eat dinner, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I'm only going to feed my physical man on Sunday once a week. Number one, your physical man will become drained. It will become ran down. It will come prone to sickness and disease. All of that could happen to you, would happen to you, if that's how you ate. Well, it's the same thing in the spiritual realm. If all you're doing is eating once a week, your spiritual man is becoming drained, prone to different sickness and disease. And for you who don't know, sickness and disease is sin. It becomes tired. It becomes easily frustrated. All of that is what happens. And then here's the other part. Even if you have a personal relationship, if you don't take the time to ask God to forgive you of what you did wrong, then, yeah, you got a little bit of a problem. You know, I'm friends with a lot of people, and if someone was to do wrong to me and they apologize, then I might not like what they did. It's going to sting what they did. I might have a hard time getting over what they did, and I might even have to pray and say, Jesus, give me the forgiveness that they're seeking. I'm going to tell them I forgive them, but now I'm asking you to really give me that forgiveness that I'm seeking, because, see, I believe being honest with God, and we ain't always forgiven right away when folks say I'm sorry or I apologize. However, in the midst of that, if we don't go to God and say, Father, I messed up, you know, when I was rude to that person, when I was nasty to that person, when I hit that person, when I cussed that person out in the car driving down the street because they cut me off, when I flipped that person the bird, when I had nasty thoughts in my head about what the young girl came into the church wearing, or when I sat there and was lusting about something that I saw somebody doing. If we don't go and ask for forgiveness, then, you know, it's not just, oh, because I know him, everything I do is forgiven. No, everything you've done was forgiven that you've asked forgiveness for. But if you didn't ask him to forgive you for it, like I said before, he's not a thief. He's not going to snatch your sins from you unless you give them to him.
So now, the way that you just said that, right, it sounds as if I'm like, wow, I heard that. Now, I heard all of the stipulations of if you don't feed your body, right, if you don't eat regularly, I heard what you said. You said your ailments would be that you would be weak, you'd be fatigued, you'd be tired, you'd be sick, right? People walking around, and they sick, and they got diseases and stuff. I'm a main one. I'll never forget the day you told me that the pain that I was in was because I was carrying something that I never even was supposed to carry. What? What'd you say? If you out here and you're listening right now and you are trying to figure out what we're talking about, it's probably whatever it is that you're dealing with right now that you try to act like you don't really be dealing with it, but that's what we're talking about. We're talking about that thing. That thing that you act like everything is good for, but you know damn well it just deep down in your sides, it really just bothers you all to the let outs of everything. And you just, you know, it bothers you. And I like how you said, you can't lie to God. You can lie to anybody. You can lie to a whole lot of people. You can tell people that this is what you're doing and this is what God is doing in your life. But then the question is, are you really lying to yourself? Like, do you believe this? Because I don't get caught up in it, but I hear what people say. And when people mm-hmm. can look at somebody and say, because I know that even in the scripture, it says that you will tell them by their fruit. Right?
Right.
They can tell you by your fruit.
By their fruit,
but then,
you shall know them.
By their fruit. So now check this. Now, if that's the same case, right, take the fig tree. Take the fig tree. Now, remember the fig tree. When they first saw the fig tree, it had no fruit. It had flowers, but it had no fruit. Right?
Right.
Okay. We have a gospel that's going on right now that actually literally says that if we can't see the fruit, we know it's not right. Because of the fact that it says that your fruit will be able to, you know, you will see the works by their fruit. Because what if it's not time? Because it's the same fig tree, same roots, but in a different season, it's budded and it's got fruit. But when we're looking at it in maybe, let's say, the winter, it could be dwindled. And you know what I mean? And do you understand what I'm saying?
So we can be looking at something in
a situation, right, and just be like, okay, well, and you know what? I ain't going to put nobody else out there. Take me for an example. I'm just saying it because there's people that could be sitting there literally watching and trying to figure out what is the fruit. I don't see no fruit. She ain't really doing nothing. Well, now, because it says that you'll see the fruit by what he works with. You got me? So is it how do, because I wanted to go into the sign of it because at the end of the day, if you are that fig tree, come on, talk to me. Help me out. Because
well,
I know somebody with me, so break it down.
Within it, there are signs within itself. For example, I'm going to talk first about the person that is looking at the fig tree, trying to decide if that fig tree, or I don't just want to say a fig tree, if any tree is giving its sheer amount of fruit. And I want to apologize for my background noise, guys. I really have no control of that, but God's word is going to go forward. Any type of tree, because everybody in God's garden is called the garden for a reason. Everybody's not the same thing. We're not all rose bushes. We're not all sunflowers. We're not all one thing. We're different things. So whatever type of tree you may be, I want to first talk to about or in reference to those people that sit trying to decide if the tree is giving off any fruit, if the tree is already blooming. What you have to look at is that just like a tree has different stages of life, we have different stages of life in our spiritual walk. So we are not all at full bloom giving off the fruit. However, we may see the little buds of the fruit. We may see the little blossoming of the flower. We may see the start of the sprout that is growing into that tree. So, but where we make our mistakes are is that we look at the tree and we begin to decide if that tree is of any good, forgetting that we were once in the same position as that tree. Remember, God's word says, for we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So if we all have sinned, no matter who you are in your walk, if you are truly redeemed, he delivered you from something. And if you be honest, he's even delivering you now from something. So the sign for that person is when you find yourself sitting and going, oh, I don't like the way she walks. Oh, why she always talking about God? Oh, why she seemed like she on something. She always all giddy and happy. Oh, look at him. His pants is too low. How he going to come into the sanctuary like that? Or in today's world, look at him. His pants is too tight. How he going to come in here looking like that? At the end of the day, what that sign is it's letting you know that you have a judgmental spirit. And that is a sign of something that God needs to deal with in you. Now, however, for that tree, for that person that is sitting there growing, what you have to recognize first is what type of tree you are. And then you have to understand that you have to get to that point that you see the other trees at. For example, you might be looking at an apple tree, and it might be in full bloom, and it has big, juicy red and green apples blossoming all around it, just beautiful, fresh fruit, no germs in it, no bugs on it, just waiting and ready for the picking and to be used for the food, for the nourishment of our bodies. But you just a small tree, you just got planted, so you got little itty bitty things look like cherries hanging from you, and you looking at the apple going, I wish I could have it like that. Well, baby, just keep on growing, because you will have it like that. God has no perspective people. He's not a perspective of person. What he did for me, he can do for you. What he did for you, he can do for me. And not only can he do it, but he will do it. Not necessarily the same exact way, but he will do it. Some of us have to get some branches cut off. Some of us have to get some things grafted in. But we're still going to get to that place and that space. So if God has revealed to you that you're an apple tree, an orange tree, a banana tree, a pineapple tree, maybe you're the potatoes growing out of the ground, maybe, I don't know what you may be, but whatever it is he has revealed to you that you are, remember, he promised us in his word that he who started a good work in you will see it finished till the day of its completion in Jesus Christ. So the fact, now here goes the sign, the fact that people are looking at you and they are in judgment of you. Now I'm going to switch from the trees because I got to go to the potter for a second because we're getting ready to switch to Jesus Christ and talking about Christ. The fact that people are looking at you and are talking about you means that somewhere Jesus has put you on display. It doesn't mean that he's finished working on you. It doesn't mean that he won't take you back down off of one of those shelves and sand you down or add something else to you or put you back in the fire to strengthen you. Or it don't mean none of that. But what it does mean is that somewhere he has you on display where people are walking past either saying, whenever that carpenter finishes with that, that's going to be a nice piece of work. I might want to purchase that. Or they looking at you going, I don't even like the way that's starting to take shape. I don't know what that's going to be. I don't even know why he's bothering with that. But you need to rejoice because that means that you're on display. But it also means that you are being changed. You may not see it, but the fact that people are talking lets you know that the change is taking place. Because remember, they didn't talk about the Sadducees and the Pharisees. They talked about the followers of Christ. They talked about Christ.
Right. Oh, this is awesome. This is awesome because this is about the signs that we're looking for. And people may be seeing the sign and not seeing exactly what it is. And because we're right there, I want to give the example because a couple of months ago when we found out that Kanye West was doing them Sunday services, we were instantly, automatically on, nah, hold up, why is it secluded? Why can't, you know what I mean, why is it invite only? Church is for church, church is for people, like everybody should be welcome and all this, right? Since then, Kanye has now, you know, developed into even more of something. And I'm only saying this because, you know, people be looking for fruit.
Right.
And don't realize that you don't really eat the fruit, but it's real good fruit. Like, so you're missing the fruit because it's beyond good fruit. It's that fruit that's going to set you free and it tastes good. Not just the fruit that's going to set you free, but it might even taste good. You know what I mean? But there's so many people that have just, you know, because we have correlated this. We have our idea of who we think Kanye was or Kanye is. Forget the fact that his mom and his grandma were praying women, and we know what it looked like to have a praying grandma. Well, no, not really, because a lot of people today don't know what it looks like to have a praying grandma. I guess their grandmom's party. But Kanye's grandma was a prostrate grandma. You know? which says that because I got you on this altar, things are going to happen to you in the way that they're going to happen to you, to the point where everyone is going to know who you are. People in this world today, we look at people knowing who we are as that's a bad thing. But if we can have people already know who we are and know that we have something that we can say something and people will listen to, why would God not use us as a sign? You understand? If you think about the orchestration of who God is and why we do what we do, how we do what we do, think about it. All of the bad people, all of the people that everybody don't know, it's so hard to find something nice to say about these people. And it's sad because people always like, you know, how the ministers that don't really be getting no amens and stuff, and then they be trying to fight and find out where they can go in the scripture because everybody's just looking at them, and then they'll say, but in the, you know, they'll say 45 or in the White House or Donald Trump, and everybody kind of like wake up. But even to an imbecile and in that stature, those are the things, those that is in the, like you just said, if you check the record, those are the people that he uses.
Right.
Those are the main people that he uses. Like, I'm big, you know, I'm big on, I tell people all the time, if you look at me in a certain, if you look at me in a certain aspect, you might even have seen my, you might have even knew my soul. But I don't know if you ever met my Paul, because I'm trying to tell you that you might have hated on Saul, but God has ordained Paul. You understand? So
this is the part
you can't take from me.
This is the part that I need our Pauls to recognize, our Peters to recognize. What I need are Abrahams, who was first Abram, to recognize. There are things we did before our conversion. See, there are seeds we planted before our conversion. And what we have to remember is those seeds do come to harvest. Now, unfortunately, a lot of times they come to harvest after our conversion. That does not mean that that your salvation is not real. That does not mean that your walk is not real. That just means that people might be afraid of you because you used to murder them when they ran across you. So we have to be mindful of who we once were, because if you really read the Bible, you have to understand that the early church did not easily accept Paul. Even when Jesus sent the prophet to lay hands on Paul after he met him on the Damascus Road, and he sent him to go, you know, lay hands on him so that he could get his sight back and to allow the Holy Spirit to fall on him completely and all of that. The guy that Jesus spoke to was like, excuse me, I know you're not talking about that man that's been going around gathering all of us up to kill, and now you're telling me to go walk in there and pray for him? When the early converts in Jerusalem heard of Paul's conversion, they were a little skeptical about it, even with him having people to verify and give witness for him. So understand, if you were one that was murdering people with your mouth, you was always caught up in the gossip, you was always ready to tear somebody down, whether it was verbally, physically, mentally, emotionally, if you were somebody that was always lying and you done lied so much you can't even remember the lies that you told, like all of that, those seeds, they grow up. The blessing is that even when that harvest grows up, for those of us who are in Christ Jesus, he does not leave you there alone to deal with that harvest. Matter of fact, he quickly begins to pull that harvest away from you if you are true in your walk with him. See, this now I ain't talking about a person who show up on Sunday mornings or Saturday mornings. I'm talking about a person who is walking with him all week long, you know, when the sanctuary is open and when the sanctuary isn't open. I'm talking about the person who, and don't take me wrong, because I don't want anybody to think that I'm saying you shouldn't call your pastor for prayer. Yes, you should. However, I'm not talking about the person that every time trouble jump off, they on the phone with their pastor, because they know how to talk to Jesus for themselves. They have that personal relationship. And then we also have to remember that when we are cooking, I'm going to use cooking as this example. When we are cooking food, we don't just take the food and put it in a pot and then all of a sudden, poof, is done. Even if you're microwaving it, you have to wait a few minutes before it gets done. So before people begin to see and accept that change in you, as I said, it's good that they're looking. That's a sign that there's a change taking place. And God is going to send some that's going to accept you and some that's going to reject you. But understand, when they reject you, they are not rejecting you, the person. They are rejecting the Christ in you. Because we have this predisposed thing in our head that we think we know what God wants and what God does and how God does it, because we know what he did for us. So because he did it for us this way, we think that's the only way he's going to ever work. But what we have to remember is that God's mind, is when it comes to us and God, his mind is infinite. It goes on forever. We will never be able to totally comprehend what he does, how he does it, when he's doing it, why he's doing it. We have to remember that God will do anything. God will use anything. Notice I didn't say anyone, I'm saying anything. And yes, anyone. But it's important that I say anything, because who we are, as far as our titles are things. And because of the titles that people have assigned to us, people think that God won't use us. But if you remember in Numbers chapter 22, verses 21 to 39, I believe the prophet Balaam, and he was a false prophet, he was hired basically to go curse the children of Israel. And in his route to go curse the children of Israel, God had dispatched an angel. The problem was that he couldn't see the angel, but the donkey that he was riding on saw the angel. So every time he would get to a certain point, the donkey would refuse to move. Now, Balaam is beating this donkey, and finally he take out a sword and go, like, I'm going to kill this donkey because you are of no good to me. You are not doing what I want you to do. And finally the Lord opened up the donkey's mouth so that he could speak to Balaam and Balaam's ear so that he could understand the donkey. He turned around and said, yo, why are you hitting me? Don't you see that angel of God standing there? Now, for everybody, they go, oh my goodness, he would use a donkey? A donkey? Yes. If he can use a donkey, then he can use an adulterer. If he can use a donkey, he can use a murderer. If he can use a donkey, people ain't going to like this, but he can use a rapist. If he can use a donkey, guess what? He can use a rap artist. He can use a multimillionaire. He can use anybody, anywhere. Now, because I'm one that's always honest, I'm going to tell y'all honestly, I still got a little bit of questions about the church thing. But as far as Kanye's salvation, who are we to question it? Were we there? Were we there? Do we know if he did or did not call on the name of the Lord? The Word of God said that we don't have to do that in front of an audience. We just have to believe in our hearts and then confess it out of our mouths. So we don't know. Now, when it comes to Sunday church, I still say, I got the secluded thing, but then bless God. Now you can get in there to the Sunday church for $50 a ticket. That's more affordable. Ain't secluded no more. So even in that, God is working on them. And if God is really doing this, at some point, watch y'all believe what I'm telling you, he going to take them price tags off of it, because God is going to reveal in his spirit that I already paid the price for salvation, and you can't charge for something I already paid for, and he's going to make it totally free. But I said that before, watch by his fruits. Not by what the media says, not by what the reporter says, not by what paparazzi says, but just watch his fruits. And you ain't got to judge them. You can just look at them. I don't walk past a rotten apple and stand there for hours talking about, oh, my goodness, look at this rotten apple. It is just rotten to the core. I wonder if I was to cut it open just how rotten it would be. I wonder if it's worms and bugs. And if I see a rotten apple, I keep walking past the rotten apple. And I'll say something to the manager about the rotten apple. So in the spiritual realm, if you see a rotten apple, let me clarify to y'all who the manager is, because some of y'all think the manager is your pastor. Some of y'all think the manager is your deacon. No, the manager is Jesus. You get on your knees and you talk to Christ about it. I was always taught when you can't talk to the person about God, you talk to God about the person. And you might be surprised to find out that the apple might not be rotten. There might be something wrong with your spiritual life. But go ahead, Sister Adrian. You can take us into the call of salvation on that one. Sister Adrian. Praise God. Then I'm going to keep on talking on that one. So I see that we had, wait a minute, here we go. We got her back. Bless God. I didn't know we had lost her, but we got her back.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Even in that, a sign, because she came back right as I called for her to say, you know what, and you can lead us into the call of salvation on that. Because the devil don't want, that's what the devil don't want. That's what we got to realize. The devil don't want you to get to that place and that space where you can receive the sign from God that he loves you just that much.
Just that much. And you got to have, see, your sign tells so much about you. Like, I heard somewhere where it's like Jesus told his disciples that when they receive you, they receive him. You know what I mean? He was like, well, basically, when they receive you, they receive me. That was Jesus talking to his disciples. But now put it through 2019. If they receive you, no matter where you were, that meant that you're walking in the Christ-like of they received you. Do you understand? So that's another sign that we're walking around with. Is it stamped, received, or, you know what I mean, or is it still pending? Because if it's walking around pending, then you need to ask yourself, where am I right now in this whole thing? God, I do love you. And God, I know that you love me. But how about we make a vow tonight that if you say that you want to know something and that you love Jesus, make a vow with me tonight. Please go find out about this God that we're trying to serve. And it's the easiest thing. It's the simplest thing that you ever have to do. All you have to do is believe it. That's the funniest part. It's one of the simplest things to do, and it is the hardest thing for people to do. Now, if I was to give you $1 million, it's so funny because we live in a world where half the people wouldn't even take it because they knew it was up. Something was up. They want my phone number so they can call me next week. So you missed the whole entire blessing that you've been praying for. God is saying to you right now, he's everything that you ever will need. And all you got to do is receive it. All you got to do is say a simple prayer. It's like basically, God, I need you. I need you to come into my life and cleanse me of my sins. God, I believe in the sacrifice. And God, I need your help. Because I want to do right. I know I need to do right, but I thank God for the blood that makes me right. And I mean, you know, I don't give y'all word for word, especially when Chappie's on the line, because, you know, she's going to finesse it all the way through. But it's simple. Like, if you're out here and you don't hear it from nowhere else, even if you know, how about this? You know you're known for a long time. You're a person that knows everything about God. You know all the scriptures. You know what it means. And you know how it is to just be saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. But yet when you see the young kids, you kind of just count them out. Honestly, I see people counting out the kids. But if we really don't know, like if nobody really actually took the time to actually do it, they really might not know. And I believe that when you show somebody something, they will do it. And they can learn it. So tonight, because of the fact that we walk by faith and not by sight, how about what's your sign look like? You got a sign? Because everybody got a sign. The point of it is, what kind of sign is it? Is it able to be on the highway? Is it going to be on, like, is it going to be one of them billboards? Or is it just a sign that you're going to be on the corner with a man waving by it? However your sign is going to look. If your sign represents the kingdom, that's a sign that, come on. Those are the types of signs that we need. Everybody has a piece of a sign, so that means if you even bring the four corners of your sign every day, try to get four corners on your sign every day. Every day. I'm trying to tell y'all, it's Let's Talk About It. You know, we start things right at the table. We do it right here. We are the catalyst of how this thing works. You got to know who you are. You got to know who you are. You got to know whose you are. And then, trust me, I'm trying to tell you, you need Purpose Kingdom Network in your life. I'm not going to tell you to go into the building because it's tough in the hospital. Y'all got to be ready to be in the hospital. But right now, this is where we at, and this is where God is. So, Chappie, you're on the line. You can give them the great walk and how they do what they need to do and repeat after you and so eloquently like you do. And then do the rest of the thing. That way we can come back and take something back real quick.
Well, it's real simple. As she said, if you believe in your heart, if you believe it, if you are ready to show your sign of salvation, of your personal walk with Christ, if you are ready to turn back to Christ, all you have to do is say these simple words after me. You say, Father God, I come to you this evening. I come to you first asking forgiveness of my sins. I come asking for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, into my life. I come, Father God, agreeing on your word that he is your Son and that you sent him for the redemption of the world. I ask him to forgive me my sins. I ask him to make me new. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you said that prayer, you just tell somebody. It is just that simple. Just tell somebody. If you believed it, then confess it. Just tell somebody. You don't have to wait until Sabbath morning worship or Sunday morning worship or prayer service or Bible study or whatever. You don't have to wait for that. That's a church membership. But as far as a personal relationship, you just tell somebody. You can call somebody up on the phone. You can go to somebody that may be in the house with you. And you could go outside if you live in a place where you are safe to do so and scream at the top of your lungs, I've just accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. As soon as you say it out of your mouth, if you're listening on this line, you can press 319-527-6091. or 323-870-4174. Press 1 and say, hey, I just wanted to let you know I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. But as soon as you make that confession out of your mouth, according to God's word, you are saved. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, and we bless God for you. I know you may not feel nothing different now, but I promise you, you are going to begin to feel the move of God in your life and over your life in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. And right this second, the angels are rejoicing over your choice to come home unto the Father. For Jesus said in God's word that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father except. So that's God right now for that right now in the name of Jesus. And we're going to rebuke that trick of the enemy. I'm going to say it again. Jesus said in God's word that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father except by him. Amen. Amen, amen, and we welcome you to the kingdom of God. Now, of course, we encourage you to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But if for some reason you cannot, bless God, that is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. Please join us tomorrow evening for another broadcast of Purpose Kingdom Network right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We will be broadcasting at 9 p.m. with Reverend Aaron Williams in DTW Ministry. Again, right here tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. Please feel free to follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please also feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. We would love to pray with you. We would love to pray for you. Now, I'm going to close out before I give it back over to Sister Adrienne to take us home with a special prayer request. I am asking that everyone out there, that every prayer warrior out there, I would like us to begin to pray for our children. Pray the covering of God over our children. Pray the protection of God over our children. Our children are being shot down in the streets. Our children are being shot down in their homes. Our babies, when I say children, I'm not talking about teenagers that's out there and trying to act like they in the life. I'm talking about babies walking home from school, babies playing on their porches. Like, babies are being shot down. And not just here, but to be honest, it's happening in different places all over the world. So I'm asking that we touch and agree and we just pray for our children. Amen. Sister Adrienne, the table is back in your hands.
Well, I have to say, yeah, you're right. We got to pray for the babies because what's going on right now is ridiculous. And I understand that it's tough, and I understand that it's a struggle right now. But no matter what we do, we can't give up on them because I still see babies. Like, I'm running into babies 2 months, 3 months, 6 months. Babies.
Mm-hmm.
The future, you know, the future. So everybody that's here, everybody that's listening, for tonight, take it back. Let's just take back our love. Take back God's love. Take back the love. Like, when you see it and it's wrong, just fix it and throw some love. Make somebody smile. Take it back.
Take it all the way back.
You can do it small. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can start with a small little bit. Or go on and take all of it back. Because for real, I mean, just go on and take all of it back. And that's real.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of things that we are missing out on. It's almost now to the point where now it has become ridiculous. And there's no other way to say it but ridiculous. because I don't really care who you are or why you're shooting up anything. The second that the babies start dropping, it really shouldn't matter who you are. Ain't no such thing as a snitch getting a stitch, because he's going to get a belt in a second. Where are these parents at? Because you know your kids is talking. The streets is talking. Mm-hmm. The streets be talking. I'm not even listening because I really don't want to hear it, because if I hear it, I might just be the person that go knock on your silly behind door and strap you up on, be quiet.
At the end of the day, you know what, Sister Adrian?
But seriously.
We talking about signs. We talking about signs tonight.
Man.
And I want y'all to understand that is truly a sign. Like, if you are in my generation or older, if you are like 40 and older, if you are 30 and older, understand, Satan ain't really worried about you per se. He's worried about our children. He's worried about the future. Like, number one, if you're not saved, he's not worried about you. But if you're a baby, still under the stage and age of innocence, you haven't gotten to that age of accountability yet where you begin to have to make a choice for yourself, and he can snatch you out. If he can cut down the future, whether it be male or female, but I need you to understand, it breaks my heart a little bit more when it's a little boy, because that's cutting off bloodline. Like, that's a sign. And it don't take much to pray. I don't care if you don't have a child. It don't take much to pray. You can just say Jesus. You ain't got to go lay hands on every little child you walk past. Just Jesus. There is still power in the name of Jesus. There is still protection in the name of Jesus. Do you know how much the word Jesus can carry in it? Jesus can say, protect this child. Looking at it, Jesus healed this body. Just Jesus fixed this situation. All because all I said was Jesus. Because he said when we call on his name, he's going to come.
Oh,
he'll be right there.
It's so sweet.
We just got to call on his name. Call on the name of Jesus. Protect our children, Jesus. Keep them safe, Jesus. Make them put down the guns, Jesus. Put a stop to the violence in the name of Jesus. I done seen God do too much for you to make me believe that prayer can't move things. I done seen too much. I done seen people that they said was dead get back up because we called on the name of Jesus. I done seen doctors saying surgeries around because we called on the name of Jesus. I've seen bodies healed because we've called on the name of Jesus. I ain't going to tell you about God's word. I'm telling you what I've seen. So that when I say to you that his word says there's power in the name of Jesus, I'm saying it because I know it to be true. In the name of Jesus, release you. Release peace. Release peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen.
We love y'all with the love of Christ. Sister Adrian, you got closing words.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Chris. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. With the love of Jesus Christ.
Happy birthday.
We thank and praise God for all that He has done and all that He is doing. And we will see y'all right back here again in 1 week. See you next Monday. And don't forget to join in with us tomorrow evening. God bless y'all.
Oh, yeah.
And good night.
Good night.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me, I will not lose.
Yeah.